So I have a lot of people or a lot of my students, followers that come to me and, you know, maybe they know that they want to create a fitness or a workout program. But then they start doubting themselves because they're like, there are already a ton of workout programs out there. How am I going to stand out? Why would someone buy my product? The space is too competitive, and so on. Hey there, I'm Marissa, and I want to personally welcome you to the Escape the 9-to-5 podcast, where we discuss all things making money online and creating a life that you love. After losing my dad at 19, I learned how short life can be. And because of this, I now know that making money online is about so much more than an extra paycheck. It's about freedom. It's about options. And it's about having the opportunity to spend your time on this planet your way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Escape the 9-to-5 podcast. All right, so I hope you are doing well. I hope you had a great weekend, all of that good stuff. It has been snowing like mad here in Minnesota over the past couple of days, which, you know, is just kind of interesting because this is the first big snowfall we've had all season. Like, this winter has been super mild, which has been kind of lame for winter activities. But of course, now that it's March and I think most of us are over it, we're like, all right, winter, we're done with you. We're ready to move on to spring. Of course, so yeah, now we get a bunch of snow. But that's okay. I'll be able to plant my garden eventually here. And, you know, that's what I keep telling myself. I'm really excited to, you know, plant some things for the spring vibes, all of it. But we have a bunch of snow. That's okay. It'll melt. All right, so today I want to take a bit of time to really dive deep into digital product ideas. So one of the hangups that I see time and time again with my students is really honing in on a unique, one-of-a-kind product idea. So I have a lot of people or a lot of my students, followers that come to me and, you know, maybe they know that they want to create a fitness or a workout program. But then they start doubting themselves because they're like, there are already a ton of workout programs out there. How am I going to stand out? Why would someone buy my product? The space is too competitive, and so on. Now, with that being said, are there a lot of workout programs out there? Yes, like 100%. You know, people have been creating workout programs, videos, things like that for years. And, you know, this literally makes me think back to my mom's workout VHS tapes from the early 90s. And, you know, those were super funny. I watched them not that long ago. Pretty funny. Anyways, does this mean you should steer clear from creating a workout program? No, not at all. If you came to me and were like, I want to create a workout or a fitness program, but I feel like it's already been done before, here are some of the options that I would suggest. So for starters, we can look at different types of workout programs. You could create a program that focuses on strength training, toning, core training, leg or butt toning, yoga, bodybuilding, postpartum workouts, significant weight loss, specific sports training, injury recovery, marathon training, water aerobics, HIIT workouts, Pilates, and more. So right there, that's a ton of different options or kind of routes you could take with just a simple workout program. Then you can look at different groups of people. So you could target college athletes, people that are 65 plus or, you know, even different age groups, working moms, new moms, people with certain injuries, people experiencing certain pains, women in menopause, people with certain disabilities or maybe restrictions, people that have access to a gym or don't. So between looking at, you know, kind of the different areas of fitness and also the different groups of people, we already have a lot of different potential options. And when you get more specific and really get clear on what you help with and who you help, marketing becomes a lot easier. You know, if you're just saying, hey, join my workout program, it's going to be pretty hard to get people to sign up. But on the other hand, if you say something like, check out my 20-minute workout program that's helping working moms lose fat and build muscle in 3 days a week, the right person is going to see that and be like, okay, this is for me. It seems doable and it speaks to what I want. You know, it speaks to my limitations, my time restraints, all of those things, right? So when it comes to coming up with product ideas and really honing in on a niche, there are a lot of different angles that you can take. There are a lot of different ways that you can spin things. And really, there's no reason you can't come up with a one-of-a-kind digital product idea. Another example, let's say you wanted to focus on food or nutrition. Again, you can spin this in a lot of different ways. You could do meal planning, eating for specific dietary restrictions, eating to improve certain health aspects, eating for weight loss or gain, eating for muscle gain, finding the right supplements, non-toxic eating, homegrown eating, keto diets, going vegan or vegetarian, eating with diabetes, easy and quick work meals. So tons of different options, and then again, we can look at groups of people. This could be for families of four or even 10, college students, people with limited time, kids, couples, people on a tight budget, bodybuilders, athletes, people with certain dietary restrictions. There are so many options out there, and really, when it comes to coming up with a digital product idea, you want to look at your experience. What results have you created in your own life? Where do you know more than the average person? Where can you make the most impact? And another thing you can do is look online. Do some research. Where are people struggling? What questions are people asking? Where are they seeking help? And, you know, Reddit, I was just on Reddit yesterday, actually, but Reddit is a great place to go and see what questions people are asking, where they're struggling, and so on. Like, people just air their problems on Reddit, and they go into detail, all of that. So that is gold, and that's really great research to do, or that's a great place to, you know, look or go check out. And, you know, one more thing I want to add here, and I know I talked about this a lot in a previous podcast episode, but when it comes to your business, you are the biggest differentiating factor. There are going to be people that start to see your content and they immediately jive with you, your personality, and your business. And there are going to be people that see you and they're like, eh, this isn't quite my person, and that's okay. Like, there are a ton of business coaches out there, and I know there are some that I see their content, I, you know, see their kind of vibe or their overall business, and I'm like, wow, I want to be a part of that, I want to follow them, like, that just fits me. And then there are other business coaches where I'm like, you know, that's just not my style, that doesn't just feel, you know, aligned with me or the way I want to run my business, and that's totally okay, but they still have customers. There are people that like their approach or their vibe, and then there are people that like the same people as I do. It's kind of like how some people like Coke better than Pepsi, or Jimmy John's better than Subway. These businesses have very similar offerings, but some people gravitate towards one versus the other for a whole variety of different reasons. So just because someone has created what you want to create, or maybe they're doing what you want to do, for starters, that's like proof of concept. That means, you know, you're on the right track. There's a good idea there. But that doesn't mean there isn't opportunity. You can differentiate yourself with your products, with what your products include or don't include, with who you serve, with your personality, with your perspectives, with your unique experiences, all of it. So overall, digital product ideas are everywhere and the opportunities really are limitless. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting a little creative so that you can find an idea that's profitable, that's something that stands out, and that's something that gets you really excited. And, you know, one of the coolest things about creating and selling digital products is, you know, just the amount of opportunity there. You can literally take your knowledge, your skills, your expertise, your experiences, and you can turn that into a product that, you know, you can reach and help thousands of other people with. And that kind of opportunity just hasn't existed before. So this is a really cool time to, you know, be alive, to be in this online business space, all of it. All right, that is all that I have for today's episode. Pretty short and sweet, but that is okay. I hope you have an amazing day, and I will see you next time.